Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Blair. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书的福利抽奖啦。这些原版英文书啊，都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本呢，你的英文水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Blair, as an English major, have you ever thought about being an interpreter?
Yes, when I was in college, my dream was to be an interpreter after graduation.
So, what stopped you from doing that?
Well, it turns out it's way more difficult than I thought before, and I love being a teacher, but I still do it sometimes as a part-time job.
Well, that's good. But you were right, being a professional interpreter is more than just knowing the language.
Yes, exactly. Well, speaking of which, do you know the Chinese interpreter Zhang Jing, who just became an internet hit recently?
Oh, yeah, I know this girl. She is amazing. I mean, she can literally do anything. Well, why don't we talk about her today?
看来我们 Colin 老师也是张晶的迷弟哦。那今天我们就和大家一起来聊一聊啊，靠实力火上热搜的最美翻译张晶吧。今天的笔记呢也为大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。So Zhang Jing is an interpreter. We've been using the word interpreter a lot.
Yes. Interpreter means a person whose job is to translate what somebody is saying into another language.
对。Interpreter 就是我们说的口译员啊，那工作呢就是把别人的话翻译成另外一种语言。那 interpreter 和 translator 有什么区别呢？
Well, that's a very good question. An interpreter serves as a medium between two different people, and it's done spoken.
哦，就是说 interpreter 的话呢是作为中间人的口译，对不对？
Yes.And translators work on their own, and they translate documents and, you know, sometimes they use dictionaries.
Ah, 那 translator 的话更多就是文书的一些翻译工作了，一般呢就是自己一个人工作。So, interpreter is a higher level.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, that's why I think the girl Zhang Jing is fantastic.She went viral for her eloquent translation of China's foreign policy chief Yang Jiechi's speech at the U.S.-China summit in Alaska.
对，张晶呢，因为在阿拉斯加举办的中美战略对话的会议上的精彩翻译啊，而迅速走红。那刚刚我们 Colin 老师用到了这个词 ，go viral.
Yes, go viral means something spreads rapidly through a population by being frequently shared with a number of individuals.
Right, viral 就是我们说的病毒性的，大家应该都知道病毒的传播速度非常快，对不对？那像病毒一样快速的传播，所以引申意思啊，就是我们说的迅速走红。张晶呢，因为她的 eloquent translation 而迅速的走红。那 eloquent 这个词我们也可以来学习一下。
Yes, eloquent means being able to use language and express your opinions well.Especially when you're speaking in public.
对，就是我们说的非常的有说服力，有口才，非常的流利。那很显然，张晶的翻译绝对是流利而又有说服力的，对不对？
Yes, I've watched some of her clips online, and look, I am deeply impressed.
Yeah, because she not only masters English and Mandarin, but also so many other fields.
Yes, exactly.I bet she has an IQ of more than 150. Otherwise, she just wouldn't be able to handle everything that well.
哇，那是相当高的一个评价了。我们 Colin 老师说张晶的智商一定有150以上，否则她不可能如此完美的掌握那么多专业领域的一些词汇啊。那我们刚刚提到的这个词啊 ,master 就表示精通，极度的熟练。
Yeah, master means to learn or understand something completely. For example,You can say, French is a language I have never mastered.
Yes. And do you know what really pisses me off?
What?
Well, she becomes so popular and gets so many compliments. But there are still comments like, oh, what's that accent? Or, she doesn't sound like a professional interpreter with that accent. Just stuff like that.
Jeez. I can't believe it. I mean, With her level of skills, she can do any accent she wants.
对，那张晶的翻译片段走红之后，网上就会有一些声音说，诶，怎么她的那个口音不标准啊？为什么她的口音是这个样子的？那其实啊，以张晶的水平来说，任何一种口音都是信手拈来。
Yeah, but look, it's just in this kind of formal occasion, she's using a neutral Chinese accent, so people can know that she's from China.
对，那我们 Colin 老师刚刚也解释了啊，在这种正式的翻译场合呢，用比较中性一点的中式口音，能够让参会人员一下子就知道，哦，你是中国来的翻译。那我们说的比较中性的口音，我们就可以用 neutral accent.
That's right. Look, a neutral accent is an accent that is not discernible as originating in any specific region. And as I just said, she can do any accent she wants with her English ability, but a neutral one is a better choice for that situation.
Right, and she also turned down offers from Tsinghua and Peking University to pursue her dream.
And she went to the China Foreign Affairs University, right?
Yes.
Well, I can totally understand that. She has everything it takes to be a diplomat.
对，那看过张晶个人介绍的同学应该记得啊，他从小的一个愿望啊，就是做一个出色的外交官。那外交官的英文表达就是 diplomat.
Right, and I also searched online about her the other day, and there's very little reporting about how well she did, how amazing her interpretations were. They only focus on her looks. It's just frustrating.
对。不过确实有一部分的报道呢只关注了张晶的颜值啊，提到她呢就会说中国最美女翻译，或者说颜值最高的女翻译，诸如此类的一些表达。但我觉得啊，长得漂亮其实是她最小的一个优点了。
Yeah, I mean, look, being pretty is an advantage for sure, but for her, it's the least outstanding thing about her. I really admire herShe should be the kind of celebrity that everybody looks up to, and not just some of these, you know, pretty stars.
对，有人说张晶的出现统一了很多人的审美啊，但其实她才是我们应该追逐的偶像，真正的实力与颜值并存的偶像。
Yeah, I hope to see more of her interpretations in the future.
我们 Colin 老师确实对于张晶的评价非常高了啊，确实不断突破职业的天花板，严于律己，坚持不懈地提升自己的一个专业技能。正是因为自己的不断努力呢，才让她在今年的中美交锋上崭露头角，也让我们认识了这样一位美丽与才华并存的冷艳翻译官。
And for our audience, if you really want to improve your English,Listen to her.
那我们想要提升英文的同学啊，也可以多去看一看张晶的翻译，一定会对你的学习大有帮助的。 OK, 那我们今天的节目就到这里了。最后呢，再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家。同时还有一个专属的学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里每天带着大家一起学习7天。这个活动啊，特别适合真的想要提高英语水平的同学，限量名额呢200个。想报名免费体验的同学，赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
That's all for today's podcast. This is Colin.
And this is Blair. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。